Bava Kama Perik Dal Mishnah Beis. Shor Shu Mud Leminoi Ve'eni Mud L'Sheini Mini. We mentioned incidentally in the first Perik, second Perik, that Tam and Mu'id is not only when a shor was negech three times. The negicha has to follow a pattern, and it has to make sense that he's a mu'id for that which he was nisyayed for, and not for something else. So if he was a mu'id leminoi, to be negech other shvarim is in competition. So he gets tense, nervous around other shvarim, he's negech. But he's not a mu'id for something else. If he sees a horse, horse is not competition with a shor, so he's not negech. Or he's a mu'id la'adam, three times he became aggressive, bit, kicked, was negech people. Ve'eni mu'id la'behema. Mu'id la'ktanim, for small animals. Ve'eni mu'id la'gdoilim, for full-grown behemoths. There's a pattern to his aggressiveness. Es shehu mu'id lo'y mishalem nezik sholim. The chaloy shem mu'id is only chal klape what he's mu'id lo'y. Anything else? Now, there is a basic machlekes in Pshat in the Gemara between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Shows whether it's a different girsa or it's just a different way of knaching the Mishnah. One way, this is Rav Zvid's way, is to read Mu'id l'minoi ve'eni mu'id l'she'eni minoi. Ve'eni mu'id l'she'eni minoi. That means like this. That means that he's a mu'id l'minoi. We saw that he shtoits three shvarim, and then he passes by, the same way he passes by a shor, he sees red, he passes by a horse, nothing, he goes by very politely, civilized. So you see that he's an eni mu'id l'sheini minoi. Okay, what happens, let's say he didn't pass by horses, and then he goes, he's negeach a horse. Do we say that he's a tam l'gabi the horse? Nobody ever said that he wasn't a mu'id l'gabi horses. It's just that we haven't seen him shtoyse a horse yet. So the stummy is if he shtoyse three shvarim, so also shtoyse a horse, if he would see one. But Papa says no. Mu'id la'ene, mu'id la'minoi, ene mu'id la'shenimin. If he shtoyse three horses, I'm sorry, if he shtoyse three shvarim, then he's not a mu'id, even though he never met up with a horse, but he's considered a tam l'gabi horses until proven otherwise. We'll be matzia maybe, based on a Bavusta Chakir of Rabbi Senu Achren, how does this Chazok of Gimel Pa'amim work? The Gemara compares it to Chazokah, the same way there's a Chazok of three times. If a woman has a vest that she's Roya Dam on a certain day, that becomes a vest Kavur with three times. And the same Machlekes that the Gemara says, that the Shaila is whether a Chazokah becomes established Legabi Vestus the third time, or after three, the fourth time, will be true l'gabi this din as well. Another case that we have is a case in Yevamos, if you have a woman who is married three times, and every time her husband dies, she's becheskas katlonis. Nobody's allowed to marry her, because becheskas that she, it creates a mazel that whoever marries her dies. Santa locha. And over there also you have the machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, whether it's the third time that's machzik, or the second time is already a chazoka, then the third time is already with the status change. You have the same machlokes over here. Now the chakir is asked, when a woman has a vest on that day, or a shor shtoises, the pshat is she developed that regilus, the shor turned into an uncivilized shor, or it's just a raya that this was his nature, that he's a wild behemoth, nizbar l'mafre, that that's what he was prior to the three times. This is above us the chakir. The velt brings a raya. Achroinim comes from already from a Taz brings it, comes already from Marami Rutenberg, compares the same idea of three times to a regilus when a person is, the winter starts, right after Shmei Atzeres, we start saying Masha Varuch Umayud HaGeshem. At what point could we assume that when he says Masha Varuch Umayud HaGeshem, or when he has a Sofik if he said it, could he assume that he's already a Rogel in saying the right Nosuch, or in his normal, without concentration, his automatic pilot is to say Merida Talo, not say Mashvurach. And the comparison is to that, the Shal's the numbers, it's not three times, it's 100 times, three times a day, but the comparison is there. Now, over there, certainly, it's not Nizbar L'Mafreya, that in August, in the middle of Elul, he was already a rogel and saying Mashruch Moreh Geshem. It means after 100 times of saying it, there's a regilus that develops. So that's for sure that this would be a raya. So it could be that if we would want to stick in this chakir, we could understand a little bit better of Pop and Rav Zvid. And of others, other ways of explaining it, but this would just be Lasabras Oizen. If we say that there are behemoths that are wild, Beteba, Be'etza, you just need to be Mavarit Lamafreya when he shtoses three times. It's a raya that he's an uncivilized behemoth. The stuff of the Pashtus is that an uncivilized animal is uncivilized. The stomius is that he's uncivilized. Hen legabi shvorim, hen legabi susim or chamer, until proven otherwise. So Mamela, if he just shtoys shvorim, but he never saw a sus, so we would have to assume that he's uncivilized, meikroi, and he's that way also legabi sus, unless we see that he went three times after a shor, and he passed by a sus calmly. That is the shita of Rav Zvid. Rav Papa, on the other hand, maybe we could explain that he would hold that al yidei the negicha three times, he develops a chiddush. Betzim, the behemoth for sure was uncivilized. That's the teva behemoth, not the shtois every time he sees another balkai. But when he did it three times, he developed. So you want to be mechadish that he developed a new nature, a new unhealthy habit. You can't be mechadish that he was developing more than what we see b'fnei enenu. Lamaisa, we only saw him shtoy shvarim. So the stomius is that he's a mu'ud l'shvarim and he's not a mu'ud l'susim. Maybe that would be the hesber. The Mishnah continues this idea. Omru l'fnei Reb Yehuda. They said, the Talmidim said in front of Reb Yehuda, harei shoy mu'ud l'shabosis v'eni mu'ud l'choil. Let's say you have an animal that's a mu'ud l'shabosis, and he never shtoys during the week. What would you say? A behemoth that on Shabbos morning he goes crazy. They try to feed him Shabbos morning, he starts lashing out. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he's a lemela, no problem. Omar lohem, l'shabosois mishalem nezik sholem. Yeah, that's also a pattern. The same way as shvarim and not susim, Shabbos and not chol, l'shabosois mishalem nezik sholem, l'mois ha'chol mishalem l'chatzi nezik. The Welt says over that there was a woman in Dvinsk whose baby did not want to feed. The baby did not want to nurse from her on Shabbos. They asked doctors. The baby was starving. Every Shabbos, the baby was getting dehydrated. A newborn baby, not to eat for 25 hours. And they went to this doctor, that doctor. They came to the Rogachov. Rogachov looked up from his Gemara and he said right away, he said, tell her when she feeds the baby to switch into weekday clothing. Based on a Tosus, in this sugya, where Tosus says that an animal which is of limited intelligence, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda understood that there could be a difference in Shabbos and Yemos HaChol is because he doesn't recognize the farmer. During the week, he's dressed in overalls, and Shabbos morning, he comes to feed the behemoths, he's dressed in his bekesha. So he doesn't recognize the clothing, he doesn't recognize the face, he recognizes the clothing. He says, Tinoik could be the same thing. A newborn baby could be the same thing. Tell it to switch to weekday clothing like a charm. It worked. Tzushtal the Heilige Rogachov. Emesai Hutam. Reb Yehuda's Moisif. L'chor this Nekuda is not toluy in the other Nekuda. When does the behema return to his status of being a Tam even Legabi Shabbos? Mishayach Zeboi Shloshu Yimei Shabbosis. He's going to have to not be Negeach on Shabbos. Why does Reb Yehuda have to answer this? Now, Reb Yehuda, we had before in Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalid, that in order to become Ois Muid, the Shor has to pass by three times that situation and not be Negech. Reb Meir over there is Mekel. It's enough. I'm sorry, Reb Meir is Machmer. It's not enough that he doesn't make a Negicha on a behemoth that he passes by. He has to be so tame that even a child could come near him, and he won't chep him. So this is Reb Yehuda Lishitas, and the Shas, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? The Rishon give it from Mahalch. Mishnah Dalet. Shor shel Yisrael shenogach shor shel Hegdish. This din, Be'etzem, is an elaboration of something that we had B'kitzin Nimritz, in the first Mishnahis in the Masechta, that are, with one word, say whole klolim. One of the klolim over there is that the dinei shor of negicha and other hezekim can only be nechosim she'ein behem mi'ilo, i.e. not hegdish. So the Mishnah elaborates on that. Shor she'isol she'nogach shor shel hegdish. V'shel hegdish she'nogach l'shor shel Yisrael, the halacha is potter. Either way, there's no din negicha between two parties that are not a Reuven and a Shimon. Why? The lashon of the pasuk is v'chi yigav shor ish es shor re'eyu. V'loy shor shel hegdish. Shenim, I have an interesting question. Why do I need a pasuk of shor re'eyu? Without that, stamazay. How would, let's say a shor of hegdish, a shor that's a korban, is negech yankel shor. What would Yankel do? He would go to Hegdish and get the money? It can't be Nene from Hegdish's money. It's Me'ila. The answer that the Lomdim give, it's Mufurish in the Rishonim, in the Shita, and Rishonim in other places, is that Me'ila is not stopping Nene. It's not a regular Yisrael. No, Me'ila is what's known as Reb Chaim's Yisrael Me'ila. Me'ila is a form of misappropriation. It's like a gezel. So the mi'ila would be if he's nene from Hegdish Shalai Kedin. What happens if he has a Tvias Mazik on Hegdish? So then he's being nene Kedin. There's no Issa mi'ila. It's only because Shari'ehu, there's no din. You look in the for a nice line. There's Ibn Ezra on the Psukim of Shor Ish or Shari'ehu, and he brings from a Mefarish Karoi, who didn't learn with the Mishnayis and Gemara. He made his own Pshetloch. In the Pasuk, they believe in Teresh B'Chzav, not Teresh B'Alpeh. And he brings this Pasuk of Shor Ish and Shor Re'ehu. He doesn't learn that Re'ehu means that both of them are civilians, not Hegdish. Shor Ish and Shor Re'ehu, he says, means V'chi'ig as Shor Ish as Shor Re'ehu, his fellow Shor. And Ibn Ezra brings Psukim that Balechai never considered friends with each other. Re'eh Mahuvim is only a man and his wife, not a shor and his mate. There's no shor ish shor re'eu. But Ibn Ezra finishes off that there is no re'eu to a shor besides for the one who could say that's planned the pasuk. As I state, shor shor yisol shenogach l'shor shor levi kechovim. This is a little bit more complicated. A yid is not allowed to steal from a goy, but l'maisa the dinim of negicha of Elo Yishmerenu, if Yisrael is guilty that his shor created a hezek for a goy, halach is his potter. And the Gemara explains the next din is mamish faket. V'shal oivik kechom shenogach l'shor shi Yisrael. A goy's shor that was negeach, a Yisrael shor, ben tam ben mud mishalem nezek shalom, faket. He doesn't have the cool of a tam, he has pen nezek shalom afilu b'pam rishoyne. L'maisa, this is a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Chavakuk, Perek Gimel. Omad vayimoided oretz, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam measured, he judged the world. Ro vayater goyim, he was mevater on the protection of the goyim. Chazal understand that what that is the Navi Chavakuk says that goyim should be theoretically protected from being huzak, because they have shav mitzvah, they also have schusim. But Lamaisa, they're not Makayim de Mitzvahs, and therefore there's no din to pay them for any level of Ishmira, even though it causes Hezek. The Rambam, other Mepharshim understand that the fact that a goy that's Negech, he doesn't have the Kula of Tam, and he has spent Hezek Sholem Me'ali the first time, is part of this Knas. Others understand that the Pasuk that we brought before, Shor Ish, Shor Re'eyu, it has to be where the two people, the Ish and the Re'eu, the same way Ish and Re'eu means two civilians, not one is Hegdish and one is Chulin. Shor Ish and Shor Re'eu means two brothers, i.e. two Yid, not a Yid and a Goy. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this then.